What up, LoveQuest Nation? You are listening to our latest episode of our 9 a.m. Sunday experience, recorded live at our location in Vancouver, BC. So come on in and enjoy a powerful right now word brought to you by our founding and lead pastor, Pastor Terrence Richmond. Enjoy.
Father, we thank you this morning for your matchless power. Thank you that you are with us. We thank you that your people are glad to be here. We thank you that your people are glad to be here. No place I'd rather be than here with you. In this beautiful 112-year-old cathedral with sun shining through, health in our bones, Lord God, I pray that we master being thankful over the little things. That we do not become familiar with oxygen. That we do not become familiar with decent clothes. And we do not become familiar with clean water, lights, two legs, hands to lift. What a privilege it is to be alive. What a privilege it is to be healthy in a sin-sick world. What a privilege it is to have one eye working. We thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I just think you guys are ready for the word. Amen. Just testing the water, see where y'all, if y'all pump primed, y'all still waking up. Some of y'all still waking up. I want to hop in this word. I thought I'd be done with, we started a series, welcome out there, we started a series called what? One more time. And we have started with the subtitle of the word, no, the power of the word, amen. The word, something like that. Somebody help me. The word, the power of the word. Say the power. Come on, together. Say the power of the word. Anybody been blessed by the message on the power of the word? Today will be a very majestic day. A very majestic day. Majestic day. Now, just because I said it don't mean it will be. It's to whoever sees and postures and remain at attention. It is a progress. It is a gradual step towards. It is increasingly abounding in grace and power all day long. But today will be a majestic day. I just pray that you have eyes to see and that you lean in. Not lean back for this one, but lean in to the Father's will. That's why I wanted to, oh, what a Savior. Isn't he wonderful? That's you know, if you got a beautiful car, you kind of look at it like, isn't she or he, whatever you call your car, wonderful? If you have a beautiful spouse, man, especially when they walk down the aisle, you like, wow. Seen that week crying, you know, little trying to hold back his little tear muscles when Bethel walked down the aisle. It was just like, wow, girl, isn't she wonderful? Oh, how lucky I am. Hey, everybody, look at her. She's walking down the aisle, right? Don't we all stand to see the beauty of the bride? Well, the bride, the more the bride brags about their husband, Jesus, the more beautiful you become. And that's why the enemy like you shutting your mouth and talking about you. Because you ugly. That's what the Bible says. You ratchet. You not all that. But when when you clothe yourself in righteousness and you clothe yourself in sonship, you are so beautiful. You are so glorious. He has fearfully and wonderfully made you. He has. Anything outside of what he's created is ugly. Amen. That's the power of the word right there. The word of God is the will of God. I wonder how many people remember that from last week. You remember that? Say, the word of God is the will of God. Look at your neighbor. Say, did you remember that from last week? Let me see your notes. Say, let me see your notes. Let me see your notes, Carlos. Let me see your notes. Amen. Psalm 107. He sends forth his word. Say, he sent it to me. He sent it on me. He sent it by me. Come on, Grace. He sent it on me. And heals them. Say, I'm them. I need the word. Without the word, I'm jacked up. He says, and rescues them from the pit and destruction. Say, rescue me, Lord. Every day you need rescuing. Every day you need rescuing. Every day you need rescuing. If you can't just call the fire department when you've been locked in a burning room just to get you out and put you on the grass. They need to treat you. I had a third degree, a 10th degree burn, whatever you call it, on my chest when I was 1 year old. You know, my mama, she loved frying some chicken and pork chops and all that good old stuff. And you know, Nana, she be talking. So, you know, single mama, and she loved talking. She fried her chicken. Now, if you ever fried chicken, you got to pour the grease out in a container. Well, this day, she poured the grease out in my favorite fruit container. So it's what she all is like. It's like what you put the dog food in every time. Why are you going to put hot grease in my fruit bowl? And she sat it on the stove. And she goes out and talks on the phone. And she in there. And you know, when you talk, you're busy, your kids sneak off. And I grab me a little chair. And I get up on the stove. And I reach for this grease and pulls it down. And it pours all on my skin. Now look, you ain't no different than chicken. Pour some hot grease on you, you're going to start cooking. That's meat. For a minute, I felt what a chicken feel like. You know what's so crazy? Same thing when we first moved here. Same thing happened to Micah, but with hot water. So the hot water just kind of steams the skin. It don't begin to cook. And when something cooks, it goes through layers, right? And so it happened in the same spot. Same spot, same thing, pulling on something. And it went all the way down to my, like you could see my heart. It melted all the way through. And so I had to be driven. All I remember at 1 year old was folks frantic around me. And we had this cute little clothes hamper with an angel. It was yellow with a white angel on the front. And I remember my mama was freaking out. Nana don't play. If you watching, Nana, I forgive you, mama. But I just remember frantic, and I remember my uncle came over, not Willie, but my auntie's husband, and they just poured hot water in this basket and put me in it, like in the clothes hamper to start washing off the. You know, in the hood, we just try whatever sound right. So a bucket with hot water just sound cool and then they rushed me to the hospital and had to take me to San Francisco to the burn center. And I had third degree burn or whatever. And from that point forward, you got to treat that. Gauze had to be changed every day, and my mama could not take that. So my grandma changed my gauzes every day. God knows what she was singing and praying over me. But she could see when you pull the gauze back, you could see my heart, right? And the doctor said that, you know, as I get bigger, the skin will just stretch. And so I have a little, maybe one day I'll preach in a tank top with the so y'all can know, just play. But how many people know, for a long while, I had to continue to treat my skin. I had to continue to treat my mind. I had to continue to be cared for. And just because you got saved don't mean you out. You have to continue to tend to your heart. You have to continue to tend to your soul. You have to continue to walk by faith and grow in faith. You have to continue to pursue God. Because every day the enemy is after and warring, and your flesh is warring against your soul. Sin does not want you free. And the word is the thing that he has sent to handle our sin. Every day. The word of God is the only prescribed medication that will make a soul whole. Can I get an amen? Can I get a whoop whoop? The word of God, it's prescribed. It has been proven, tested. They're looking for a vaccine right now. I think they already got it. That's a whole nother subject. But they're looking for a vaccine. Look. But it has, I can only imagine, the vaccine has to be tried. It has to be tested and proven before it's placed in a human's body. Well, the word has been proven to work for thousands of years, even before the word was printed. Noah found out the word of God works. Moses found out the word of God works. Abraham found out the word of God works. Abraham's wife laughed when she heard the word of God that she was going to get pregnant. But they trusted God, and guess what happened? His word did not return what? Void. Laugh all you want to at how silly God's promises sound when you pop up pregnant and giving birth to what he promised. Don't be shocked. I don't want to be a shocked Christian. I just believe God can do the impossible. That's why I praise him in advance. Oh, isn't he wonderful? So when the things show up, it's like our introduction. Hey, there you go. Why? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence. I already got it by faith. That's why I'm up here acting a fool. Because I got it. So when it show up, it's just like, hey, now I can touch you. Ben had the car. Ben had the house. Ben. And people that are not of faith will tell you how that works. They have dream boards and they see stuff and they declare it and they go after it. And when it show up, they're not shocked. They may cry because it's finally arrived. I'm yelling because I'm excited. Lord, I pray for more passionate Christians. No Lazarus, tombstone Christians. Resurrected Lazarus. The word of God contends for your soul. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can I get an amen, brother? Amen. The word of God contends for your soul. What is contend? What is contend, Danny, Daniela, D, whatever you, anybody, JC, huh? It fights for you. What else? Huh? Competes, battles, wars, stands, defends. To who? To struggle in opposition, if you Googled it like Danny. Amen. Smart. That's the safe route. It contends for your soul. Even when you don't care for your soul, the word is working for your soul. That's why you have people around you that God puts you on their mind, and even when you sleep, they praying for you. Even when you can't talk, that he said, Call the elders and pray the prayer of what? Faith. And get that oil. Those folks will be healed. And if they have sinned, they shall be forgiven because of your prayers. The word of God contends for your soul. Say, Lord, thank you for contending for my soul. He didn't have to. He didn't have to. You hear because he contended. And he never stopped contending for you. When one person gave up on you, he put somebody else in your life to contend. But no matter how many people trade spots, God is still remaining contending. He will never give up on you. He will use a donkey to save your soul. Whatever you need, you can fill in what the donkey is. But if you want to chase a donkey, God will use the tail to get you to heaven. He using all of it. You think it's tail. He like, go ahead, chase the tail. Go on, chase the tail. You gonna that tail gonna lead you straight to the altar. He's working all things together. Count it all joy. He's working it. You think his tail, he like, that's okay. I'm going to save your tail. I'm going to get you out of this. By any means necessary, I'm going to get you. What is that? God contending for you. He know what you like. He says, I'm going to make you fishers of men. You don't think he's the master fisherman? He knows what baits you. I love him. He is so crafty. When you think you in control, he like, you are so silly. Gonna go in one way and it's going, you're gonna be like, what, my God, what did I get into? And then what you thought started off was a blessing, it gonna seem like it's a curse after a while. But it had to be a blessing in the beginning. And then it got tumultuous. Because God cares more about your soul than your pleasure. And if he knows something will steal your pleasure in the long run, he will interrupt it. Say, thank you, Lord, for interrupting my plans.
Thank you, Lord, for interrupting my plans.
The word of God contends for my soul. Jeremiah 1, we read last week, but I just want to go through it really quick. You have seen well, for I am alert and active. 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 I am watching over my word. I am watching over my word. And if the word has been sent to you, I'm watching over you. I'm watching over my word to do what? Perform it. Say perform then, Lord. How many people like going to a good performance? Right? You don't like going to a performance. You pay all that money and then the people don't deliver. Right, you go spend money on a movie and you're like, oh, don't go see that. Right? Everybody in here loves a good performance. He said, I'm watching over my word to make sure it do what it do. How many people know that God is a great performer? Let me take you all the way back real quick. He the one that parted the Red Sea. How many people would have spent $20 to see that? 20, maybe 100. If we could spend money on Beyonce, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, all them, you for sure would. I would have loved to sit but I wanted to see the whole thing. I would have wanted to see them marching through, and I would have loved to see the scary people, and then all those chariots. Let's go back. No. And I would have loved to see Moses laying down praying to God and see God be like, what you crying for? Get up, bro, and stretch your rod out. We going across over there. We about to walk to Victoria. Your only way to freedom is Victoria by walking. And he says, your way to Victoria is in your hand. Not on the ferry. You go to Abraham, you go Ezekiel. He has performed throughout history. The greatest performer of all times. Where there was drought, he made it rain. He makes crooked paths straight. He healed the blind. That is performance. Jesus was performing. The woman with the issue of blood, performance. He wasn't even trying to perform, and he was just standing there, and performance just oozed out of him. Why? Because the Lord is watching over his word to perform it. He said, if I'm a healer, I'm going to perform it. If I'm a provider, the provider is going to perform. Say, go ahead then. Perform is to do, carry out, execute, commit. He's committed. You can't change his plans. You can show up late to him, but it ain't gonna be changed. Perpetrate, act, work. He's working his word. He's working. Let him close the door. It don't change the word. Okay, you close that door, cool. But remember, I'm the one who walked through the door. No, y'all got to get that. You over here crying over closed doors. You don't remember in the Bible where Jesus walked through the door. Now, and forget praying for open doors. Let's talk about the God that walked through doors. Now what you want? You want an open door or you want to walk through them? See, you want curbside service. Lord said, no, you're going to have to, you waiting for somebody to open it, I'm sending you through it. Oh, that's his word. That's his word. You waiting for the boat to carry you across the sea, I'm telling you to walk on it. You waiting for me to save humanity, I'm asking you to build an ark that's going to save humanity. Create a space that is going to bring people to freedom. Function, influence. His word should have influence on you, and his word should have influence on people around you. The word should be influential. That's why you got to share it with passion. It can't be nothing pepper about the word. It's salt. It can't be nothing bland about the word. Yes. Execute. Put into practice. Implement, manage, effectuate, establish. When I perform it, I'm committed to establish it. It's not just a word that comes and goes. It's a word that will bring stabilization to your life. God's word is violent. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall with your power.
Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And I'm standing here only because you made a way.
These are the songs we sing. And the more real these songs become to you, which are full of the word, the more passionate you will be about the word when you hear it. He said, you move mountains. Who moves mountains? Your word. That's why he said, speak to the mountain. He didn't say, move. You all in my way. Why you hating? No, speak the word. You cause walls to fall. That's violent. With your what? Power. You perform miracles. There's nothing that's impossible. And look, so I'm standing here while your work is, word is performing. God's word is violent. God's word is indestructible. Let me remind all of you why we're talking about the Power Rangers. Because these are the things that are going to keep you if they shut things down again. Oh, you're not going to freak out. For what? You are going to. I'm like, hey, I wouldn't mind another shutdown as long as we could do church. I like, man, it's traffic now. It's all kind of just, I'm like, oh, we back to busy again. Get out the way. Move. Get out the way. Like, I was enjoying that. I was enjoying Costco. Just the little line you just push through. See, I got joy, man. I'm excited. People got people losing their attention now. Less streamers, because now we get to go outside. So God needed you, God, but thank you for letting us go outside again. I don't care. Shut it down, open it up, do what you want to do. But let me tell you, you can't trust on the world. The world gonna do what it do. But one thing that is indestructible, it is ever living, it is everlasting, it is immovable, is the word of God. God's word is indestructible. You cannot destroy it. I don't care if you put it under your feet. I don't care if you dog it. I don't care if you try to make people question it. God's word will never change. That's why we get frustrated with God, because he ain't changing his mind. And as humans, we're professional at trying to make people change their minds. You think about the type of society we live in. We vote people in. We get to change who's in power. You go protest. We bent on changing and getting our way. Instead, if you don't want to open the door for me, I'm going to walk through it. Everything we want to change. We want the weather to change. It's too hot. I want rain. When it rains, we sad. We want the sun. We just always want change. But the word ain't going to change. God's word protects. Oh, we're doing good timing. God's word protects. When you sleep, the word is watching over you. Why? Because he's watching over the word. Oh, my God. Ain't no, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul will keep. That's not in the scripture, but that's, you know what I'm saying? That's not a scripture. I don't think that's a scripture, but it's a nice little whatever. But the mature spiritual version of that is, when I lie down, the Lord gives his children peace, sweet sleep. That's the word. So the word is hovering over you while you tossing and turning. The promise of sweet sleep is hovering over you. All you got to do is just reach up and grab it. And don't eat spicy food right before you go to bed. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones, who do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Listening to the voice of his word. Who carries the voice of his word? You do. You do. Oh, tonight is going to be so good. That's why I got to do good timing in these next two services. We are going to deal with the power of the tongue. Oh, y'all don't know if you've ever sat under the power of the tongue message. It is so powerful. Some folks going to be, you're going to want to cut your tongue out after tonight. You're going to be like, oh, that's not pastor just saying don't cuss. That's the word. Oh, I didn't see where Jesus says that we will be judged by every idle word in judgment that we speak. Your words is a gift. You don't waste breath. And the Lord charges the body of Christ to only speak life. Only. Everything you say should bring edification. You can't do that without the Holy Spirit, though. I can't wait till tonight, but I can't wait till right now, though. The word has breakthrough power. The word has breakthrough power. Say breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Now you got to say it with that for breakthrough.
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 I like how when you woke and you say something, you like, you got that like growl, that mafia growl, just breakthrough. Yes, I would hate to be your grandson. Parents. 2 Samuel 5. David inquired of the Lord. What did he do? Okay, let me help you. He inquired of the word. He went to the word to see what it had to say about his situation, his character, his personality, his relationships, his career. He inquired of the Lord, saying, Lord, shall I go up against the Philistines, which is still a stronghold in the body of Christ? Philistines are territorial spirits. They for sure keep you out of your stuff. Philistines intimidate you. You don't deserve that, Philistine spirit. Prosperity ain't from God, Philistine spirit. Every time you're trying to dig up a well and get with God, they cover it up again. It's an intimidating spirit. It does not want you to prosper. Anyone that you find carries an intimidating spirit that's trying to talk you down from where God is calling you, they're functioning in the Philistine spirit. It's the same spirit that taunted Goliath. Goliath taunted the children of Israel. That's why you got to be careful of charm. You got to be careful of people that are talking you down out of what God has promised you. When they can't get their way, fits. The Lord said, David, go up, for I will surely, look what he tells, look what he says. He says, Lord, go to Philistine. Will you deliver them into my hand? If you're not going to deliver them into my hand, I ain't going. It's okay to require victory. You don't pray, God, give me victory if it's your will. You never have to ask God if victory is his will. Some folks ad-libs, I'm gonna see a victory, maybe. I'm gonna see a victory, maybe. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I think so. I'm gonna see a victory. No, it ain't no maybe. It ain't no I think so. It is for sure that he wants victory in your life. Absolutely ain't no question. There ain't no question. For I will surely, man, the Lord wants his children to want victory. That's what faith is. Lord, you got victory for me. Let's go. He said, absolutely, I can back somebody with faith. For I will surely deliver them into your hands. And David came to Baal-perazim, and he smote them there and said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me. Like the bursting out of the bursting out of great waters. So we called the name of that place Baal-perazim. So we know him as Jehovah Baal-perazim, the Lord of the what? Breakthrough. He's the Lord of the what? Breakthrough. Yes, he's the Lord of the breakthrough. Glory to God. And as you got to understand, the Lord wants you to go after your strongholds. He wants you to be like, Lord, deliver me from evil. Didn't Jesus tell you to pray like that? But you still have work to do. The enemy's been defeated. Death couldn't hold, can't hold you down, but you got to get up. You can't sing it laying down. Hey, amen. You can bring it down. The word gives me standing power. The word gives me standing power. The word gives me standing power. Wake them up, Holy Spirit. Wake them up. Get the cobwebs out this spirit, Lord. Wake them up. The word gives me standing power. The word has bounce back power. Bounce back power. You can knock me down, but I'm getting back up. Bounce back power. You felt that, right? Yeah. You can knock me down, but I'm getting back up. That's your mentality. You don't try to get up when you get knocked down. You know you're getting up before you get knocked down. That's how you fight. Like, I'm in it for every round. If anybody gonna get knocked out, it's you. Floyd Mayweather. Mike Tyson. See, Mike Tyson got knocked out because he got comfortable. Y'all should go watch some Mike Tyson tapes. Yeah, I'm talking about 5-6 second fights. Nobody getting knocked down except you. The word has bounce back power. I don't care how far down or out you may seem to be, as long as you got a word, there's a comeback. Oh, y'all. You feel me? Comeback power. I'm not waiting till night service. People talk about night service be lit. Morning service could be. Night service lit because you woke. Amen. Like the Lord here on nighttime. No, you here at nighttime, woke. The word provides strategy. Ooh, there is no hole you're in you can't get out. But if you keep trying the same strategies that got you in the hole, you just gonna stay there. Because we'll keep coming around that mountain when she comes. We'll just keep going. All right, I'm gonna rest from doing the same thing. Then I'm gonna do the same thing. And then I'm gonna call somebody else that's gonna try the same thing. Have you tried the word? The word provides strategy. And let me help you. Sometimes it don't make sense. Sometimes it don't feel good. Sometimes you won't have the ability. Sometimes you won't have the finances. Sometimes you won't have the resume, and he'll say, still submit it. Second Samuel 5. We just read that the Lord gave the Philistines over to David. Yes, right? Woo woo. Yes, amen. Y'all with me? You right? Or should we go backwards? Backwards? We good? All right, just want to make sure we're not getting left. Now let's continue. Because you think you have defeated the enemy. But I love David because he didn't just knock Goliath down. He cut his head off. So as we read further, there the Philistines left their images, and David and his men took them away after the victory. The Philistines came up again. You're not going to get rid of giants that easy. You're not going to get rid of the strong man in your life that easy. Hey, I'm free. Yeah, okay. You got to keep walking it out. Trust me, he's coming back around. Trust me, the temptation gonna come. Trust me, the pressure is about to come again. Trust me, you are not gonna get rid of Goliath that easy. If David didn't cut his head off, I am sure the pebble wouldn't have took Goliath out forever. But what we see with David and Goliath, God is showing us a New Testament strategy. Because our weapons, unlike David, our weapons are not carnal. We don't fight with slingshots. The word is the slingshot. It's the rock. It's the pebble. So you got to look in the Old Testament and see the strategies that were given to us carnally now to be functioned spiritually. You shall not go up. Look. He says, you should not go. Where we go. Philistine left their images, David and the men. And then the Philistines came up again. Say again. Look at your neighbor. Say, you back again? And spread themselves out in the valley of Rephaim. Spread themselves out. So it sounds like they got strategy. Ephesians 6 tells us the devil got strategies. How you gonna fight the devil without the word? He has strategy, and a part of his strategy is the word. He tried Jesus with the word, but he fooled around and messed with the word. And the word said, it's written. I'm sorry, you can't get me on that one. I know I haven't eaten in 39 days, but I'm good. I ain't drank no water, nothing. So although I'm weak, I'm very clear what God is saying. For it is what? Written. And every battle is going to require you to know what is written. You're not going to lose your mind if you know what's written. The Philistines, they spread out. Look. And isn't it like us when we thought we've overcome something and it's back again and you're like, man, when is this going to end? When you fight understanding it's already ended. You just got to walk through the victory. Right? Just because you have gotten the reservation for your hotel room, you still got to go up to the desk and check in. When David inquired of the Lord, he said, you shall not go up. Look, Elder John. The first time God said what? Go up. If you don't keep listening to God when he switches his strategy, you're going to be walking in circles. And you're going to be mad at God when you the one missed the sign. Blue 38. Audible. See, you don't see the defense. He does. So when he calls an audible, stop pouting. When he calls an audible, stop complaining. When he calls an audible, keep serving. He just sees something you don't see. And if you don't trust Tom Brady, you ain't gonna win no championship. Can't be in the huddle fighting with the quarterback. He says, but go around. He said, you shall not go up this time, but this time what you gonna do? You're going to go around because they all spread out. See, the enemy going to try the same thing. But we're going to switch it up on him. They're going to think you're coming this way. And we do that in basketball. If we see a team, even if the play got busted, we'll run the play again. But also if we see a team ain't catching on to the play, we'll run it again. And it's called exposing the weakness. And that's what the enemy wants to do to you. Expose your weakness, especially when you're unaware it's a weakness. How do you know someone is unaware that it's a weakness? When they cover it up and call it something else. When they deflect and point it at other people and project and they don't take responsibility. They're not aware. Guess what? The enemy gonna kick your butt every single time in that same spot. He is trying to amputate your faith. You shall not go up, but go around behind them. Go behind them and come upon them over opposite the mulberry trees. I love Jesus. Like, y'all just want you to come up around them. Sneak up on them. My blessing and progression have sneaked up on some people in my family and my friends. When they think you're going to be one thing, God's going to have a sneak up attack in your life. And when you hear the sound of marching, when you hear the sound of a united march, when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then bestir yourselves. Bestir yourselves. Bestir yourselves. When you hear the sound, bestir yourself. This time, I'm not asking you to go up and fight. This time, I'm asking you to just worship. I'm asking you, for then has the Lord, demon notes, for then has the Lord gone out before you to smite the army of the Philistines. But you bet not go before the sound. And David did as the Lord, and David did what the word said. You can't just be mere hearers of the word. You have to be doers of the word. Don't stop at listening. Finish at doing. And he smote the Philistines. Be stirred. Very interesting word. Make a physical or mental effort. Exert or rouse oneself. When you come to the battle line, stir up the word. Stir up your faith. When you are facing the enemy, be stirred. Be stirred up. That's why you got to hang around people that stir you up. I got to keep a few chefs around me. Like you, Elder John, a chef. You come around, Elder Rosanna, a chef. Deacon's a chef. Like some people just chefs without even saying a word. They ain't got to say nothing. You just come around them and they spirit stir you up. You got to be stirred. Every day you got to have a stirring. 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 The word mixed with faith provides stamina. Can we talk about it? The word mixed with faith provides what? Come on, a little louder. It provides what? A little louder for the stream people. It provides what?
Stamina.
What is stamina? Endurance? Huh? Strength? Who? Endurance, what'd you say? Perseverance. It's not a burst of perseverance. It's consistent. It don't matter how weak my body is, in game seven, I'm still playing like a champ. I'm going to get 45 points with the flu. Because I've trained my mind to keep going when my body, the spirit is what? Willing, flesh is weak. I will not pause at obstacles. The word mixed, you know what I just say, the word provides stamina. The word mixed with faith provides stamina. Here's the word to back it up. Hebrews 4. For indeed we have had the glad tidings. The word, the gospel of God, proclaimed to us just as truly as they, the Israelites of old, did when the good news of what? Deliverance. The good news should always lead to what? Deliverance. The word should always lead to what? Deliverance from bondage came to them. I want you to pause there. It says, we got the same word they did. Listen, every person in here, since you've been coming to this church, sitting in these pews, you've been getting the same word as your neighbor. But not everyone is prospering from the word. Not because the word don't work, you're not letting it work. You're not opening that mail, whoever you may be. But everyone is getting the same word. But everyone is hearing differently. They're hearing what they want to hear. They may be offended by the word, may be defensive, whatever it may be. Everyone is getting the same word. And this is what he's saying. But the message they heard did not benefit them. Why? It was not mixed with faith. Put that mix on it. You leave out of here, and now you got to apply it. It's not a good speech. It's power that leads to deliverance, freedom from bondage. Trust it. No matter how long the process take, I'm going to mix it every day. I'm going to sing it. I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to pray it. You remember that last week? You remember that one? I know you got to remember that one. We just going to keep doing it, and we're going to keep stirring it. And you hang around people that speak the word. Hang around people that don't never get tired of talking about the word. That's your native language. with the leaning, here we go, mixed it with faith, with the leaning of the entire, not a part of it. You can't give God 50% of the land. With the leaning of the entire personality on God in absolute trust, absolute, entire personality and trust and confidence in His power, His wisdom, and His goodness by those who heard it. That's what hurts a teacher, a pastor, a leader any day, a father, a mother. When you just preach and teach and pour and you study and you pray and you like, why ain't you getting it? Why are you stuck? He says, neither were they united in faith with the ones, Joshua and Caleb, who heard, did believe. These spies went over. They saw the land that God told them was theirs. How many times have you given up what God said is yours? And there was two different reports. One was, we're grasshoppers. The other one said, we could take it. One said, Vancouver's too expensive. The other one said, God sent me here, so He must gonna provide. The word will give you rest in battle. We're gonna be finished in just a few minutes. We're gonna be finished in just a few minutes. The word will give you rest in battle. No piano. Let's just go to nothing right now because it kind of supports the vibe in here. Like, you know, you feel it. No, not you. You good, right? But I don't want to lure the people to sleep. Not because of you playing, but it's 9 a.m. It's not 5 p.m. yet. So the word will give you rest in battle. I didn't just say give you rest. I said rest in battle. The word obeyed releases power to devour. The word obeyed releases power to devour. 2 Chronicles 20. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph in the midst of the assembly. Okay, here we go back. The Spirit of the Lord came and gave a word to all these sons. A Levite of the sons of Asaph in the midst of the assembly. He said, listen, all Judah, Judah means praise. You inhabitants of Jerusalem and you King Jehoshaphat. The Lord says this to you. Be not afraid or dismayed at this great multitude. Be not afraid at this great multitude. Be not afraid at these odds stacked against you. Be not afraid of that report. Be not afraid of these overwhelming feelings you have right now. Be not afraid or dismayed at the great multitude, for the battle is not yours. See, so when you go into battle knowing it's not your battle, you can have rest. You take stuff too personal. It's not yours. Let stand on the word of God and be a son and a daughter and let God, your Father, handle business. He will move the mountains. That's what people, you rob people from encountering God when you get in the way. And some people need to encounter God in a very forceful way. But you're trying to play God because you got your emotions wrapped up in it. And guess what? God's like, man, if you just let me get my hands on them, trust me, I can move quicker than you can. And listen, I'm not changing them for you. I'm changing them for me. Right. but God's. Tomorrow, go down. This is what I'm going to tell you. Strategy, rest. Go down. So chill out, son, and I'm about to get you strategy. Tomorrow, go down to them, and behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz. And you will find them at the end of the Raven, before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Can I help you? There are some battles you don't have to do nothing but praise him. You shall not need to fight in this battle. But you do got to take your position. You can never, ever give up your position. You have to stand. You have to show up. I don't care if you're playing the last place team and you're in first place. You still got to play. Stand still. Stand still. Stand still. Stand. I used to hate forfeits. You ever played sports? A forfeit, forfeit is when people don't show up and they didn't have enough players to play. I used to be disgusted with people who don't show up. How don't you show up to the game? I remember one game, and God is my witness, and my wife is my witness. It was this team, we was playing rec ball. And they had about nine or ten people on their team. We had four. It wasn't no reason to look at the door because our team wasn't showing up. But you could play with four. You could actually play with three. No, you could play with four. And I call him the fourth man, but he was one of four. He was close to 500 pounds. But he was hooping. So God bless. Okay? You can go and play the key. God bless. And then it was me, my high school best buddy, or two of my best men. My buddy, Correga, I believe it was, and Phil. Two of my best guys. I'm going to war with some people that came from the same soil as me, Oakland, California, got heart, and I know we got each other back, at least us three. Should ignite over there? He was the homie, though. He was the homie, though. And he was just tired. And the captain of the other team was so arrogant, before the game even started doing warm-ups, he was like, y'all got it, man. I'm going home. And he left. And I'm over there warming up like I'm still at San Jose State. I'm like, oh, you going to leave. I can't wait till they call you later. That's my mindset. So we could play man-to-man, we could play zone. We're not going to play man-to-man because it's 3 against 5. So we play zone. One at the top, two at the bottom. We could get some rebounds, and we can have somebody that's, you can have somebody guard this section up here. You can have this person guard this section over here. And you could. It's going to be a lot of work, but we're going to win this game. And when you're playing 3 against 5, we can't let you set up. I'm bringing the ball up. First open shot, I'm taking it. First open lane I get, we going to the rack. And we going to play hard defense because they're relaxed. They think they got it. They're subbing in every 5 minutes. And we go down and we just go to the rack, foul. So the strategy, we're going to get you in foul trouble. I know how to draw fouls. We'll take you down low, pump fake, lean in, boom. Bam, one. Don't say nothing. We coming. You don't want this defense. You don't want this dog. And we just super focused now. We're going to pass the rock around, but we're just going to play at a high pace. We're going to win this game. And, man, the game is going down. We're going back and forth. And you see Goliath getting worried because they should be blowing us out. You see 2 minutes come, we up by 3. Now, because they pride in the way, they turn it on each other. How you just gonna let him? I ain't no just let him. So now they turning on each other. And I remember we going back and forth. Foul, free throw. And see why you got to get to the line? Because that's where we're going to get our rest. Taking all that 10 seconds. Whew. Whew. Ready? Whew. And I remember one crucial shot. You got to hit shots that's going to put a dagger in them. And I remember coming down, and we were down by one. And I knew exactly what corner I was going to pull up to the left. And I was going to run and hit it. And I hit it, and I think it was like 2 seconds left. They call a quick timeout. We went up by two. They threw it in. We in the zone. We've come this far. You're going to have to shoot a three. You're not going to go to the hole. So we just hit our zone, one at the top, two here. We let them throw it in, close out, game over. Their wives was there, their little kids. And you should have seen the look on their face. Because number one, they relaxed. They got two. They turned on themselves. Our faith caused them confusion. I will never forget that game. And three against five in the hood, if you on the opposite side, that's not good for you and your reputation. You don't get beat by three people when you got nine on the sideline. You shall not need to fight. Stand still and see the deliverance of the Lord who is with you, O Judah, Jerusalem. Fear not nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against. Look, he said, you're not going to need to fight, but I still need you to go out against. I still need somebody to show up. I still need you to keep serving. I still need you to go and have coffee with your enemy. I still need you to walk in love. I still need you to show up. Keep doing what you're doing, although it hurts or it's overwhelming. Keep doing it. I will move the mountain. But make sure he told you. And they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. What's the first word there?
Believe.
Come on, what's the word?
Believe.
What's the word?
Believe.
In the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in the word, and you shall be what? Established. Here you go. Believe and remain steadfast to his prophets, and you shall what? Prosper. Believe the prophets and you shall prosper. What do the prophets do? They deliver the word. Does this generation recognize a God-sent prophet? When he had consulted with the people, look at what he did. Here's the strategy. He appointed singers to sing. If the battle's not yours, all I need to do is praise. And all I did was praise, right? That's what the songs say. That's all I did. All I did was bow down. I humbled myself. All I did was stay what? Still. He pointed singers to sing to the Lord and praise him in their holy priestly garments as they what? Went. Singing as they went. What did they went on? A word. As they went out before the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord. Look at how they're going out fighting, thanking the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy is everlasting. For his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. Look, I want you to see their mindset going to battle. They're grateful. They're praising. They're resting. They're confident that God is stronger than them. And so if God's word said, you don't have to fight today. And that's what I believe some of you, God is trying to give you rest from fighting. you been battling so long? And the Lord said, look, just let me battle. You still got to do the work. You still got to show up. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against his people, and they were self-slaughtered. Maybe you don't have a weapon, but God will use their weapons to turn on themselves. You don't need enough manpower. God will use their manpower against them. We got three people, so we could have called our team Gideon, the Gideonites that night. And then their team, they had so many people, which mean they had more pride. I'm cool. I remember them trying to sub in and out. A couple of them was like, nah, I'm cool. I ain't going out there for that. And look what we did. What did we do? We showed up and we watched them turn on themselves. But this is what we could have did, Elder John. We could have not have enough players. And when the referee asked us, do y'all still want to play? We could have said, nah. We could have looked across the bench and said, this ain't worth it. But here it is. Number one, despite the outcome, number one, I needed the workout. I needed the training. I needed to go through it because 3 against 5 played hard. Word mixed with faith will always come out stronger. They supposed to win, but I was never going into the game saying, y'all supposed to beat us. No, we actually supposed to beat y'all because I'm a champ. Number two, I have to get in the game if I'm ever going to get to the outcome. And when everybody around you give you the reason to give up and will pat you on the back and be like, I see why you don't want to go through that. Go and tap out. That's not the word you need. You need two other people around you saying, man, let's go. And I remember us coming into our little huddle right before the game. And all of us looked at each other and was like, let's go get it. And when Judah came to the watchtower of the wilderness, they looked at the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth. Here we go. And every stronghold was broken. I know it don't say that, but that's what it's saying. And none had escaped. None that tortured them had escaped. There, you will not go to the grave with one stronghold. I'm every day trying to attack every single stronghold. I'm trying to walk chain free. You can sing, I hear them chains falling, but you the only one know you still got clanks on. Ain't good enough to hear the chains fall. Leave them behind. And I just had to write this down because I looked at it and I'm like, wow, what a performance by God. What a performance by God. He showed up and he showed out just as he said he would do. What a performance. That got to be a part of your language when God come through. What a performance, God. Wow, you did that. You got that out of my life. Wow. They're gone. That's gone. He's gone. She's gone. Wow. What a performance. Because he watches over his word to what? Perform it. That's why we sing the word. That's why we stand on the word. And God uses our, say performance. God uses our stance on the word to manifest his performance of the word. He needs your stance for his performance. And I'm just messing around. That's why I got ants up there. Just trying to be cute. It's a little humor, guys. It's a little humor. Here we go. Father, help us stand. No sing, no sing, no sing. They're not ready. Savior, 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 Savior. Thank you, Lord, for a stance. You are awesome. Thank you for performing. As the psalmist says, you do miracles so great. For you are great. You do miracles so great. Thank you, Lord. Father, may this word not be stolen. I declare we're doers of the word in Jesus' name. Amen. If you received anything, give God a hand.
Thanks for joining us. Stay connected with us by following us on social media at LoveQuestINTL Church. And join us next time as we receive another powerful Right Now word brought to us by our man of God, Pastor Terrence Richmond. Enjoy the rest of your day. And in the meantime, get your love fixed, man.